A lot of the times nowadays, you have many feminists who talk, and it's open. They say, I don't need to be intimate. What's the issue? Well, in the eyes of Allah, there is an issue that this whole issue of you getting married is in order to be able to do certain things in a halal way. If you are going to block that, you are defying the entire purpose of the whole marriage. Why did you get married in the first place? So you would be held liable in the eyes of Allah. Similarly, if it was the opposite way around, women would cry foul to say, listen, this guy's not satisfying me. We've had hundreds of cases come to us, he's not satisfying me. This guy's like this, he's like that, he's gay, or whatever they say. End of the day, we have to tell him, hey, listen, you need to fulfill the rights. Why is it that when it's the other way around, we think it's okay? He needs to fulfill my rights, but I don't need to fulfill his rights. What do you mean? It goes two ways.
Yes.
Habibi, it goes two ways. And this is such a topic, people don't talk about it. If there is any woman out there who thinks that I just have a choice completely in Islam, then unfortunately the Islam you're following is not the same Islam that came with the Prophet.